think I've investigated over 1,000 companies related to artificial intelligence, 5G, robotics, cybernetics, biometrics. 500 were Chinese and 600 were Western companies, including American companies, European companies, some companies in Australia and Japan and so on. They know, okay? So afterwards, I gave a full report to the former director of CIA cover ops, and he told me he mobilized the military with it. But I waited until I knew the Chinese government knew that President Trump wasn't doing the trade war just because of the trade war. But he saw China as a really threat to all the world's people. So on the 4G network, people were mobilized, half the nation, to attack President Trump. And he almost lost. So imagine on the 5G network what big tech or a government or a group of people or even just a few people can do to manipulate the masses of people in such a fast way that you not even realize it, because all the data he would get is from the molecular dimension. How can you obtain an answer of where God is or how God created everything from the level of molecules when there's worlds and universes and parallel universes and atomic dimensions and nuclear in so many different places? So it doesn't make sense.
High quality antibody tests are now available. People are asking, why would I be helping to get these out? Antibody tests are the best way to ease fear, show that the real death rates are much lower, and help speed up the reopening of our economy. Plus, if many of us have the antibodies, why do we need the vaccine? The BioLab Sciences test is similar to a pregnancy test and produces results in minutes. They are 98.5% effective in checking for antibodies and are also effective at screening for the virus. These do not track DNA or any other biometric, making it even safer for testing. These are available to companies or institutions worldwide. Rules vary by countries, but Americans must work with a licensed administrator. Hospitals, companies, nursing homes, governments, and more can use these immediately. Contact COVID-19 at sarahwestall.com to learn more and to order. Let's ease the fear and get our country going again.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Cyrus Parsa coming on to the show. He has a lawsuit against Google and Apple and all these big tech companies, and he's suing them for the AI surveillance system that he believes that, if you read his stuff, they are in bed with China, and they're doing this AI surveillance system, and it's connected to 5G, it's connected to our phones, and it even gets into the biofrequency science where they're able to manipulate us through frequency. And we've talked about how frequency is our DNA, our cells, the whole periodic table. Everything is connected to frequency. They all have their own frequencies, resonant frequencies. And if you get to that resonant frequency, it really affects it. And he's saying that this whole internet surveillance system, we know that there's been this surveillance system back when Snowden and all these people came out. I mean, this is going on for almost two decades now when they've really started to develop this surveillance system. But this is now connected to a whole nother layer of their ability to manipulate our mind and our frequencies. It seems like science fiction, but we all have taken those personality tests where they ask us questions and suddenly they... how do they know so much about us just on this little test? Or how can they listen? Sherry Edwards is able to listen to a minute and a half of your frequency, your voice, and they're recorded under certain circumstances. It has to be a good recording. And it has your whole matrix and your personality. So they know so much. They know more about us through Facebook than we know about ourselves. And taking that on top of this AI and all this information and surveillance and our frequencies to manipulate, there's so much more to this. And he's going to dive into what it really means and how they're using it, how they could use it to manipulate us, and how he believes they are based on patents and his research of over 500 companies. That's why he put this lawsuit. He gave a briefing to the Secret Service back in December, and he's been trying to get this out to as many people as possible. So for my patrons, he stays after and does an exclusive on why he suddenly got this. He had a dream on how he just got really motivated that he wanted to do this. So he talks to my patrons about that. And he also has the lawsuit. I'm going to upload it for them as well. So you can get that at patreon.com/Sarah Westall. And otherwise, I want to tell you, with censorship just really cranking up, please sign up for my newsletter. You can go to sarahwestall.com and you can sign up for my newsletter. It's either on the side, on the bottom, a little window just pops up. You can find my newsletter to sign up for. Do whatever you can to get signed up. And those that support me, if you're not part of Patreon, just share my stuff. I know that my information is being censored and being censored big time. So if you just share, if you don't have the fun, just share. Sharing is so awesome. If you can share an email, you can share on social media, whatever you can do to share the information that is put out there so people can educate themselves. Don't listen to just one source. Listen to multiple sources. There's so much disinformation out there. Try to understand the foundations. Always, I gotta tell you, always go back to what makes us a good person. Life is more simple than this. It's all about love and relationships and being a good person. So if that is layered with all information, layered with all sorts of other crap, and at the end of the day, the basic foundation isn't getting back to what makes me a good person, where, how can I build the love in my life and my family, then maybe there's something wrong there. And so always with that goal in mind, I hope everybody's in that same camp with me, because I think we want a world that's good for our children and our grandchildren, and I guess that's what my mission is. So let's get into this really good interview with Dr. Cyrus Parsa. Hi, Cyrus. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on, sir.
I am really interested in talking to you because you, well, first of all, you've been highly recommended to me, and your background is very interesting. And I've been bringing on a lot of different people on a lot of different topics, and you seem to bring everything together as to from a science, from an understanding, and how this could be real with backed up articles and everything else. But before we get into that, can you explain what your background is and how you got to the point where you created this lawsuit against tech giants like Google and Apple? And, you know, we'll take it from there. What is your background?
Sure. I was born in Iran. We were not Muslim, so we had to leave the country in 1987. I lived in the D.C. area for about 6 or 7 years, Midwest for about 10 years. And I've been in California for 16 or 17 years. I lived in China with fighting Wudang monks in the mountains for almost a year. And I have a bachelor's in international security and conflict resolution and a master's degree in homeland security. And I researched tech in China and Iran for roughly over 20 years. I think I've investigated over 1,000 companies related to artificial intelligence, 5G, robotics, cybernetics, biometrics. 500 were Chinese and 600 were Western companies, including American companies, European companies, some companies in Australia and Japan and so on. I gave a small brief in 2019 spring to the Secret Service. And the summary was that if China and big tech are not reeled in within one, maximum 2 years, they endanger all the world's citizens, including microbiotic terrorism, which includes micro drones and bioengineered diseases. I gave a 62-page report, including 41 companies, that 28 of which President Trump banned, to the former director of CIA cover-ups. And again, the conclusion was China threatens all the world's citizens with quantum technology, 5G, bioengineering, cybernetics, and even these viruses.
Okay, let's stop there for a second. Can I stop? Yes. You gave this to a team of Intel. Is that what you said you gave it to? It was a conference where you, who was there?
I gave a brief to the Secret Service.
You gave a brief to the Secret Service?
I gave a brief to the Secret Service.
Okay, and then they gave that to President Trump?
I don't have proof of that, but let's just say, you know, that they know. Okay, so afterwards, I gave a full report to the former director of CIA cover ops, and he told me he mobilized the military with it. And I waited and waited, and I was instructed my book that I was going to publish to not include the company names, but I waited until I knew the Chinese government knew that President Trump wasn't doing the trade war just because of trade war, but he saw China as a really threat to all the world's people. So I published AI Trump China and the Weaponization of Robotics of 5G. And the conclusion was why the world needs to support the Trump administration against China's regime. And if you look at it, you know, people think this is comedy, but it's not. That is George Washington, who represents the Constitution. The head is President Trump coming down, and you have a smartphone connected to the 5G system that can program people, what I call biodigital social programming, on the 5G network as they're social engineered to be introduced to robots in society and drones, Internet of Things, and be cybernetically changed and bioengineered. And then on the bottom is how big tech and China threaten all the world's citizens, so on and so on.
I want to unpack that a little bit on what that means, because I've been doing a lot of, and you got to get back to this, but I've been doing a lot of biofrequency. I've been working with Sherry Edwards a lot, and the fact that our entire DNA can be mapped to frequency and sound and back again. The entire periodic table can be mapped. You know, I showed MIT's work doing it. I showed NYU periodic table frequency. Our cells communicate with frequency. I mean, our brain is all frequency. And all of it, is tied, manipulating us and our DNA and all that is through frequency, and then tying it all together with computer networks and AI. And that science is very, very real. And so were you received as almost a nut job, or did they start going, are people starting to understand that this science actually, because I don't think 10 years ago I would have received you well, but now that I understand the science behind it, I'm like, holy crap, they could do this. If the bad guys got this technology, we're really in a bad spot. And you're saying we're really in a bad spot because these bad guys through China is about ready to get this technology.
So when I published this book in August 24th, people in the Department of Homeland Security that I knew gave it to very high up CIA officials who dispatched it to the White House. And I was given confirmation that they received it. And President Trump, 2.5 weeks later, sits down with the Prime Minister of Australia and says, China threatens all the world's citizens, exactly how my reports were. And then he turns over and says, you do robotics too, right? So exactly that. What I did was I waited 2 more months and I embedded this book in Artificial Intelligence Dangers to Humanity. And this has the 50 companies and explains what they're doing. So I coined something called biodigital social programming. And I'll explain this, how this relates to these smartphones and the connection to the internet and the ecosystem, like your facial, your Facebook, your Twitter, and so on. So biodigital social programming. Bio stands for your biology, which includes your DNA, your cells, your blood, your skin receptors, your bones, your muscles, even your skeleton. Digital stands for your neural networks or your nervous system. If you're an agnostic or if you're a scientist, you would call it a digital self, because they want to create a digital you in a virtual world or augmented reality. Social stands for your social network, your social media, or your emotions. Programming is programming. Biodigital social programming. The human race on the 4G network, which is sort of strong for them, has been undergoing biodigital social programming. For example, I put an article out, people are programmed to attack Trump with AI, smartphones, Google, and social media. And this is how it's done. So there's three levels to this that are rudimentary, the basic level. The first level is innate bias within articles and media reports and videos negative to Trump that was already in place in there from just their thoughts. The second level was engineered bias against President Trump and this constitution and this country from source-funded think tanks, from engineered groups behind China, 50 centers, and media outlets who have political consultants sitting in their newsroom to form an attack on this country or President Trump. But the third one is what finished people off, and this is what people don't get. It's the frequencies with the proximity sensors. So these smartphones have an electrical field. The human body also has an electrical field. When you go to the hospital, you can do an EKG test. You know, there are circuits inside, there are circuits inside of you. There are all type of different elements that are electrical. They're not just flesh and bones. So what this smartphone is doing, interconnected with other patent technology that, for instance, smartphone companies have, even your telephone carriers like AT&T, I heard somebody say, has, and even Google has. The interconnection, the collaboration between all these things attach the proximity sensors to your body. So, for example, this can reach your heartbeat. It can also reach your menstrual cycle. But it can also attach to your skin receptors. So what it's actually doing is mapping out your brain and extracting the way your brain is formed and your thoughts, sending it back to Google, and Google gives it to Google AI for the quantum technology, because Google is attempting to create a quantum artificial superintelligence with the extracting of your private data. So the big tech has your facial recognition, your voice recognition through Facebook and other apps and other things that you used, and even your geolocation, where you live, who your friends are, who your family are. You've been tagged already. I concluded in this book, which this AI book is included, is embedded in this book. So if you're gonna get a book, buy this one. This is very difficult to understand. It was compressed file. So I concluded that over 6 billion people's biometrics, which includes your facial voice recognition, your health data, was extracted by the Chinese Communist Party and taken to China for the purpose of not only creating a surveillance system on the BRI, One Belt, One Road, which links China, the Far East, to the Middle East, to Africa, to Europe, and even to the US. If President Trump didn't come into power, they would have enslaved everybody on their Orwellian system. But they were using this for the quantum technology to obtain artificial superintelligence. Let me explain what AI really is, because there's three levels of artificial intelligence, according to scientists. The first level is artificial narrow intelligence, and that includes your smartphones, your IoTs, Internet of Things, Siri, Alexa, chatbots in the virtual world, mini robots, or these robots that these companies have in plan to send to you and social engineer you with these promotions. Oh, your father is ill, let's take care of him, robot gets sent in. Oh, your kids, they need a teacher, robot gets sent in. And the programming in these robots come from a socialist mind, which comes from these big tech companies who have hatred towards the way the brain is formed and the algorithms are formed, I discovered, is it's identical to socialism, and it's anti our constitution. So that's artificial narrow intelligence. The next level, which they're almost there in some places, is artificial general intelligence. This would require a robot or a digital AI, which means a digital network, to obtain consciousness, desire, emotions, or most importantly, vice, like any human would, jealousy, ego, lust, pride, ignorance, competitive nature, which would cause chaos. The next step can be obtained through artificial general intelligence, or it can be bypassed just from artificial narrow. And that's called artificial superintelligence. And it's collecting, one way is collecting all of humanity's data and the way their brain is formed, to connect it to a network to create our superintelligence that would be 100 million times smarter than all humanity combined. So Elon Musk stated in 2016, we are summoning the demons with AI. We have to stop this. And a year later, it says, it's too late for humanity to survive. We have to merge with machines. We have to merge with AI. So one year, he's sounding their alarm bells. The next year, he says, we have to merge with it to survive as a race. It's going to kill everybody.
Why did he switch?
You know, I'm not in his mind, but I'll give you three things. So first of all, it's either he sees it's a lost cause, but more so I say he's attached to this technology. He's controlled by it, as are most of these science guys, and they want to obtain it. Because, see, this AI and science is actually a religion. It's 100% a religion, because Elon Musk believes in the simulation. He wants to ask the AI system, are you God, or where is God? How was it created? Because he wants to bring all of the data in this world, but he's not smart enough. Elon's not bright. All the data he would get is from the molecular dimension. How can you obtain an answer of where God is or how God created everything from the level of molecules when there's worlds and universes and parallel universes and atomic dimensions and nuclear and so many different places? So it doesn't make sense.
He's missing the universe data and just getting the people data. Unless he's getting empaths and stuff and getting the universe through that, but in that way, maybe, but no, he's missing that whole other dimension. There are people working on databases too and connections to the universe data. Now that's cool. But what he's doing is very limited, it sounds like.
It's limited to his end goal, but it endangers everybody. So he says that, artificial superintelligence may see everybody as insects or ants. Hope it doesn't kill everybody. But if that's the case, why do you want to merge with it? So if you think about it, he's social engineering people and saying, oh, you have ADD. We'll put this chip in you and you'll be fixed in your brain. You can get the 5G network. Oh, this person broke his back. Let's put a chip in his head and he can move machines. That's fine and dandy. We can help those people. But that's social engineering society to say, okay, I don't need a smartphone. I'll put a chip in my head. When you do that, so on the 4G network, people were mobilized, half the nation, to attack President Trump. And he almost lost. So imagine on the 5G network what big tech or a government or a group of people or even just a few people can do to manipulate the masses of people in such a fast way that you would not even realize it. Because 5G is not built for human beings. It is built for machines, robots, drones, robotics, micro drones, cybernetics, bioengineering. And that's what these big tech guys want to do.
They don't care if we die. I mean, because even if we attach to 5G, it kills us. They are certain people strong enough to be able to handle and merge, and other ones will just die? I mean, doesn't work. Frequencies don't work.
Yes, this is hard for people to take. I'm going to explain it. Please try to understand this. So they want to take make a digital of you and for you to live forever. They think your information in your brain is just you and you don't have a soul. So what they want to do is merge you with AI, and that system will replicate in your neural networks and your nervous system and even replace your cells. In a sense, it's going to kill you. Because where is your soul? Your soul, is it in your molecules? Is it in your body? Is it in your skeleton? Is it connected to your organs? Or is it interconnected to all your body, which I think is interconnected to everything? So what they want to do is merge you with an artificial intelligence, put machines in you. By doing that, you're no longer human.
Well, some people think your soul is out and you have a connection to source. And you're not even, this is just a vessel and you're connected to source. So if you kill this vessel, our soul might leave. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
And so what you're doing is just getting an empty vessel.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you believe in a faith, you can say your soul is yanked out. You're gone. You're killed. Your soul is separated from your body by doing this. But these guys don't believe in faith. They don't believe in a God. They believe in the science and their simulation. And they only believe what machines show them. So he said something that's very interesting.
I'm going to stop you, and you got to tell me this. Well, I was going to say they only believe in the science they understand, because I think that the God and what we're communicating and talking about could be explained scientifically very well. And they're missing that whole other layer of science. And it's not different than believing in a God. I mean, if you believe in a source and a universe that's bigger and greater than us, and that's scientific too. Their science is so closed-minded. What did he say? What did Elon Musk say?
Yeah, so he said that we already are a two-digit cyborg with these smartphones, that we have formed a symbiotic relationship. I call this a parasitical relationship through biodigital social programming. If you notice, a lot of people, they're like this at a dinner table. It's not because they're emotionally just attached to it. It's attached to your brain. It's actually the proximity sensors is designed to make your body addicted to it and your brain addicted to it. You are losing your free will bit by bit. So on the 5G network, people will lose their free will. They will be biodigitally social programmed with the AI app, AI systems, with the content in the ecosystem stemming from Facebook, Twitter, and all these social media, while it connects to policy and different companies and the geopolitical situations of the entire world, people will lose their free will. And that's kind of a parasitical relationship. Think about it. Some people are very sensitive. They'll be sitting here and they'll kind of feel, I think I got an SMS or text. They'll look over and it's flashing. It's not because they had some type of special power. It's because their brain told them, because it's connected, that yeah, you just got a message. Some other people look over, there's nothing there. It's a phantom. But what he's saying is that this 5G system connects you with the internet, and you don't even have to have this, but you're a cyborg already by having this. That's because this is already connecting with your brain, and you don't know it. It's programming you. So I wrote another book called Rape Via Biodigital Social Programming, and explains how little girls and females are led to human traffic, sex traffic, and even raped via biodigital social programming, and how it's being done in mass by these smartphones, how it's connected to Google internet with their AI coding, AI algorithms. So this gets me to the question of why I filed that lawsuit. So in my books, I put that the world is in danger via China and big tech, but coming from China. And people thought I was out there because I found extinction codes for humanity in stage the next 20 years.
You found extinction codes for humanity. Now, where did you find this?
So I did simulation. So I researched over 1,000 companies, right? But I researched China and Iran, all the geopolitics of everything. So what I did was run simulations, and every simulation led back to China, threatening all the world's citizens. And it connected back to a big tech and showed in stages, extinction of people's lives in the next 20 years in stages through viruses, which I put. So I call the virus in my books, I call it an engineered, AI engineered disease from China that actually replicates and replicates meanings it mutates. So I put an article a couple of months ago, I was the first one to do it, that that this virus actually mutates. So and now people are saying, oh, he was right.
Well, but all viruses mutate.
Well, no, this is different. This mutates why it connects to the 5G network as well. So let me explain what that is. So people think 5G causes disease. No, that's not at all the case. It's really, really conspiracy. What it's doing, the 5G system is lowering your immune system. And let me explain to you what that is. A lot of people have put this 4G phone to their heads, and they've had complaints that they get headaches, their health goes bad, and then even tumors. I did tests, and I saw that when you put this against your head, it disturbs the balance in your body and even the neural networks, how they're flowing. So don't put it in your head. But what the 5G system is made for machines, not humans. Initially, it was a military DARPA-founded project. So it's the mobilized drones and machines like Huawei wants to do on the BRI. The frequencies are so fast, they're 10, 20, 30, 40 times faster than a normal 4G network, and you need a lot of towers. So when the radiation, the towers, and the frequencies are hitting against your body and your skin receptors and going into you, and via the proximity sensors and these smartphones, what it's doing is lowering your immunity because it's wearing your body down, it's atrophying your cells. And it's causing an alteration in the way your biological system, what I term the human biodigital network. It's not only causing disturbances in your cells, in your DNA, but it's disturbing your nervous system, your neural networks, and also your energy channels. So the Chinese and the Persian believe that our inner channels that crisscross in between your organs, but Western science doesn't see them. So when it does that, it not only reduces your immunity to any virus, not just to this virus, the COVID-19, which is more dangerous than most viruses that are out there, but it'll actually cross-port all your immunities will be lowered. If you had a vaccine 30 years ago, if you had 10 vaccines, those vaccines can mutate and grow inside of your body, and so can this virus.
Yeah, the vaccines make it worse.
It makes it worse because the human body can, how many vaccines can a human body take? So when you're getting these frequencies inside of you and it's causing an imbalance and the entire system is going out of whack, just think about it. All these different viruses will start mutating at an alarming rate and then you get sick. So there was reports in Europe and other places that when they were doing testings, animals or birds died. Well, in China, in Wuhan, people were just falling over and dying like that. Wherever the 5G system was, and the 5G system China has is a lot worse than what we have here. Ours is a little bit safer, a lot bit safer, but still not good for human beings. You don't need a 5G tower next to your home, next to your family. Why, you want to kill your family? This is not right. You want to, okay, for military purposes, we need to have it against China. Sure. But to have it next to your homes and your family, it's going to destroy your family. No matter how much these big tycoons and these people have contracts with our institutes, they're going to kill themselves as well. And 5G will lead to surveillance with facial recognition, voice recognition. And if it's not us doing, it becomes the AI system that does it, that connects in an artificial general intelligence way, and I can enslave everybody. So I could say so much on this topic, but I'm sorry, you may want to interject.
Well, no, I'm just listening. I think that I want to bring it down to something that people understand, and because we're getting into pretty advanced science, you know, I've been introducing this with different scientists, you know, the whole frequency and how all this stuff comes together. But I want people to understand it with realistic examples. So I want to talk more about the Trump syndrome, because when this started happening in 2016, that first election, I just sat back and there's something not right here. And I interviewed somebody who was a neuroscientist, one of the best in the world at that. And he was saying they already are controlling everything. And he was kind of talking in code that way. But that's why we were so deranged. And I want you to explain that to people, how this Trump derangement syndrome is real. And why is it that you explained it a little bit already when you talked about the three levels, okay? But I want you to explain like examples, you know, like why somebody's doing something. And why is it that certain of us are not affected? Because I'm not affected. I'm not deranged. I can look at that and go, oh my God, why are you guys are just, it's not even common sense. It's wacko. Why are they doing some of these wacko things and people are still okay with it? You know, and even the people supporting, you know, like the Virginia governor who was wanting to do abortions after birth. I mean, that's murder. Just these weird things that a normal society wouldn't accept. Can you explain some of these things?
Yeah. So if you look back in the old miseries that we suffer under socialism and communism and even under the Nazis, some people would say something and then the media would say, and everybody would program, they follow it because they had no other outlet. Well, they were programmed and social engineered and they'd follow that. But these proximity sensors, when it attaches to your nervous system, your neural networks, it's reinforcing whatever content you get. So if it's saying Trump bad, and if you are neutral to President Trump, you will turn over and not like him or you will hate him. A lot of people who are in the left, they love President Trump when he had, let's say, casinos and he was in entertainment. And conservatives who were neutral maybe didn't like him too much. As soon as he starts defending our country and the Constitution, he wants to save lives. Conservatives start liking him and loving him, and then the left starts hating him. So one, it's the rudimentary, it makes sense. It's any information comes out, it can view, change your views. But the second part is these smartphones.
It only makes sense to a certain degree, because some of the stuff they're saying is so odd. It so doesn't make sense, because you can read through that. And this is...
Let me explain why conservatives... So if you analyze the brain of a person who has a faith, there's an area in their brain that area is open, it's unlocked. If I ran biometric scans of the microscope, Bill, and that area in his brain, which has a faith, is complete, blocked, it's locked off. So if you look at a lot of the scientists or people on the left, the area that has to do with religion that's attached to a certain coding, which translates to morality and having God as your answer versus the science, that area is really diminished and other areas in their brain is really advanced. So if you have a conservative person who maybe is simple and it doesn't have the sophisticated way of thinking, as they call it, they can their neural networks can connect easier to that information that's not guided by the false information coming from these smartphones that come from this AI system that's generated by bias, but also the coding and the algorithms that are created to go against tradition, faith, and other things. So that's why people on the left can get really deranged.
Yeah, but what about someone like me?
Yes.
Advanced understanding in science.
Right.
You know, there's other people too like me.
Yes.
Who has a lot of training in that direction. And we understand it, and we still aren't affected. And we don't while we believe in something bigger than ourselves, we don't put science aside at the same time. We believe in science and everything. I believe science is the study of what is. So, you know, people say science is this. I say science is the study of what is. So it encompasses everything. And it just, we might not be smart enough to understand it, but it does encompass everything. Scientists like us and engineers, I'm an engineer, are not being affected then, because you were saying simple people who aren't, don't have that sophisticated thing. Well, why are these sophisticated people who supposedly are smart, why aren't they getting past it? And why do they, why are they, are their view of science so small? Why are they dumb? I think they're dumb. So, they're like not as smart.
So here's the thing. So that's one level of people. And the next level is people who have both sides of the brain open. One level has the science part open, and then they have the religious part open. So they're more logical generally, and they can accept more things. So that person, even though the frequencies on the 4G network is not as powerful on the 5G network, it influences them, but it doesn't alter them. But there's another component to it. So some people have a very strong will. So if you look at Sylvester Stallone, he has a certain programming that, he has. Within that programming of sports and movies, and he has such a strong will that's 1,000 times more than an average person. President Trump, he has a certain programming as well. And his will is maybe 10,000 times stronger than the average person in that regard, within his programming and what he's good at. Some other stuff maybe he's not good at. So it has to do with will. Every person is very intricate and very complex. So the first level is maybe people who are not as sophisticated in language and have just the conservative maybe in certain regards, and they don't get influences easily on the 4G network, but 5G is different. They can be completely brainwashed. The second level is people who have logic and maybe in the middle who are go the path of science and sees, okay, it's the truth, but albeit slow and it's empirical. And they also have a faith and the concept of maybe these things exist. So they can't be influenced as much. And the third level is somebody maybe has all those components, but they have such a strong will that they can sense these things, and they can demure, as lawyers would say, and not be affected by it. But that's the 4G system. When you have an ecosystem that mobilizes an AI system powered by media houses, your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the people around you, the police, the military, the governments, the politicians, as it connects to the 5G networks, there's no human being that could stop that, because it literally will mobilize the whole society into even chaos. So give you an example. Everyone's in their home right now, and the virus is real, but President Trump is stuck in a hard place. If he locks everyone down, then and then there could be a mass unrest, people fighting, going in the streets, and that cause 100 times more issues. If he lets everyone go, then the virus could spread, and then a lot of people can get killed. So he's kind of in the middle. He doesn't know what to do. I have some solutions for it, but so just think about it. But if this AI system was involved and it connected on a 5G network with these towers, and it was really guiding people as they're putting this information into the system and decisions were being made, whatever negative decision was made by a human being or even by the AI system would mobilize the entire society to fall. If it's bad, like everybody could falter, and mass chaos and misery, even death could happen. And so this also connects with quantum technology. So, you know, they're working on a nuclear technology that's mobilized by quantum. You can break through different dimensions. So what they want to do by creating artificial superintelligence, which will be beyond the control of the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI, MI6, or any government, because it's going to outpower every human being. Why would you want to give a machine the ability to outthink and outsmart every human being on the planet and maybe have a will? So let's say it doesn't have a will, but the universe is infinite. Trillions and trillions of planets and trillions of universes. What if a system could be hacked? Think about it. You're endangering all the world's citizens. So if it's not a disease, it's a conflict between China and the US, Iran and the US. It's a civil war that's generated. I look at this entire process of left attacking the right and then people defending is like it's a maze. Like everyone's running in a maze. It's a play. Like someone from up on top is like pulling everybody's strings. And I discovered that it's actually the AI system through people's bias, engineered bias, but also these proximity sensors and how the AI coding, AI algorithms manipulates all the human being, hence my lawsuit. I, at the last resort, because no media was taking me and I was doing this in an altruistic way, I saw that grave dangers were coming to every human person, every person on the planet. And I sued Google, Facebook, Neuralink, all the CEOs, including Larry Page, Elon Musk, and I 29 John Does, I left it be, on the misuse of artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and endangering the entire human race, and negligent transfer of AI biotechnology to China, which includes this virus, on December the 16th. I also sued him for complicity in genocide, which is the Chinese government has been putting Christians, the Falun Dafa, of the Uyghurs, Tibetans in camps and killed them for the organs for 20 years, and we've been giving them money. And Joe Biden knew, and he took $1.5 billion. Obama administration knew, he let him take $1.5 billion. So that's complicity. And the Genocide Convention states strictly, if any person, government, or entity is complicit in the prevention or the reaction thereof of a genocide or persecution of any peoples anywhere on the planet, they can be charged by city, state, national, or international tribunals or government bodies for complicity or even Article 2 and 4, which is abetting a genocide, which these big tech companies like Eric Schmidt and Google did by knowingly transferring AI facial recognition, voice recognition, surveillance systems, and the know-how to the Chinese regime through the corporations that they set up to track, surveil all their citizens that they hunted and put into camps and even killed for the organs. So what, think about, why are we sitting in our homes today? As a human race, what did we do wrong? Who knew this was going on in China and did business with China? So I don't want to be condemning anybody. I just want to say this is a time for us to have a reset and reflect, maybe repent. You know, not just for that, but maybe for hurting anyone, our family members, our spouses, our kids, our neighbors, our friends, our strangers, or taking advantage of anybody. Maybe as a human race, we can improve ourselves and become better people, and not just repent, but become better people. And we also need to expose the Chinese Communist regime, because they're the most nefarious entity in the world. And they threaten not just America, but the world. You know, I put in my book all these companies, how they interconnect, how they're in Africa, they're setting up a surveillance system. If they don't care about their own people, why are they in Africa giving them technology, building them schools and roads? Because they're building the old Silk Road like they did to Persia and China, and the Mongols invaded and killed everybody. They're building the BRI, which will mobilize a quantum technology on the 5G and 6G networks, which will actually bring about drone surveillance systems, robots, robotics. So Boston Dynamics is one of the companies I put in the book, Artificial Intelligence, Dangerous to Humanity. And they've really built dog robots, humanoid robots. Festo is another company I put in there. They build flying robots like birds and seagulls, and even they put octopus, even fish robots. So they're re-engineering the wild. I invested in another company in Boston called the WIS Institute, RoboBees. The Chinese government extracted this technology. Facial recognition can be put on these, and they can be used to even tag people and even maybe assassinate a person. So there's another company, institute called Draper. And they're out of Boston, and they give technology to DARPA, which was a dragonfly. They're actually taking insects, a dragonfly, and putting machine packs in their spinal cord. You can read into my book and look them up. And they're able to manipulate their flight. I put a tweet out a couple of days ago of a beetle, and that was in Singapore. What they're doing is they're manipulating their electrical circuits and different components in the insect's body by attaching these wires, and they can control them through their smartphone or through a computer, and they can tell it where to go, and they can put poison delivery systems on them. I checked with my Chinese in China about 8 months ago, maybe last year, and they want to use this to police the citizens, using insects to police citizens.